I was thinking about something today. I make it sound very mysterious that I was actually thinking. Well, it happens sometimes. And I was looking at pulling in a lot of different threads right now for this show. But I think I'm gonna have to wait with that a little bit. Mostly because it's quite an undertaking, because I'm trying to create a pattern, a well, as I said, a thread, sort of the golden thread through everything that may or may not exist in this world. But it's funny to look at, not in the ha-ha kind of sense, but it's funny to sit and listen to different people's take on it. And then, of course, people, they can decide whether that it's for them or not, because one's truth is not always everybody else's truth. I wish that I could give it a little bit more sort of sense of where I would want to take this, but it doesn't really matter in the long run, because as we are moving into this next phase, I've actually decided not to go down that today. So you might be asking, what is it that I'm talking about? Well, I'm actually talking about how I feel history has been erased from us, and I wanted to pull in a few things from that. I wanted to talk about Gnosticism, the illuminated ones, the lights, the aeons. I wanted to talk about how time has gone missing, how that ties into civilizations and the ether, and how all of that, if you look at it from sort of a higher perspective, could potentially explain what all this means about us moving into a different vibration of the whole planet, so to speak, is ascending. And it's like it's splitting itself in two, not right down the middle, but like as two parallel universes. And that looks very interesting from what I'm looking at. Not certain if it's true or not. None of this I'm certain is true. But it makes for great conversation. It may just be another ruse. It may just be another episode of the X-Files, or it may not, or may be, it may not, or it may be maybe possible to prove it. Of course, that includes Antarctica. Of course, it includes revisiting Tartaria, which seems to come up more and more, and their ability to have harnessed free energy. I am just not so certain anymore that we are actually being told everything that we need to know. I think that there's a lot of things that are being kept from us, and that's where people, they come in and call me a conspiracy theorist, because of course we can trust the higher ups and we can trust everybody, and everything is just the way it seems, and those are scientific, that's scientifically proven, which in my world is always a sort of a anything can be scientifically proven because a scientist can be bought. So anything can be bought these days, I suppose. But I would just rather just today, before I dive deeper into this, because this is sort of like a crazy territory I would be venturing in on. And who knows, maybe I need Raven to back me up on this one. But it's very interesting, because I'm starting to see some correlations between everything that we've been taught, from religion to spirituality
to the world, how it has unfolded, to what has been before, old civilizations that they say may or may not exist, and also just the evidence that history is being erased from us. And it's done in a very smart way, by the way. It's not just like, oops, that book does not exist anymore. No, we create situations where people get upset, and then we remove it from the history books. We can take an example, sort of like what happened with all the monuments in the U.S. that was taken down from around the civil wars and slavery, etc. And I agree. I think some of that should it shouldn't be erased, though, but I do agree. Take it down, but put it in a museum. Remember, you can't just throw it out or pretend that it never existed. Because if that is the case, isn't that something that we say that history will repeat itself if we don't remember? But how can we remember something it has been erased from us to look at? How can we remember it? Oh, it goes way beyond all of that. It goes deeper. It goes much deeper. And if you just look at the narrative, that seems to be the thing that comes out. And we have learned a lot over the years, over the past, I would say, past 5 to 6 years with the media, and more people are waking up and may not pay so much attention to mainstream media anymore as they used to, because it really was our only go-to. And now suddenly there's much more that you can listen to and broaden your mind. But as I said, that will be a show for another day. Today, we are doing something a little bit more fun. I think we are going into the spring equinox. Apparently, there are rumors that on March 21st, something great and not great, something big will happen. I'm always curious when people, they come out with dates like that. Well, what can they possibly mean? And what is that big thing that's happening? What can it possibly be, you know? And for the most part, and often, nothing happens. Or maybe it does. We just don't hear about it. Again. But today, because I think that we are entering the spring equinox, I think we should look at the cards for each zodiac sign. I think that's what we do today. We'll pull out the cards and we'll look at what's up for each zodiac sign for the springtime. How's that? Oliver on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you are listening to the world, or where we're all listening to, how we all are listening to the world. And I just want to quickly say that if you want to be part of the chat room, go to 1-2radio.com, the website up in the left-hand corner. There's a button that says chat. It'll take you to Facebook, and there you can get in, and you can have sort of a interactive experience. Jesus, oh my God, those brain farts, they are no fun. I do want to say that today we are going to look at the cards for each zodiac sign for the spring, and I just thought that that would be something fun to do, and I was going to make it a little heavier, going deeper in, maybe take a clue from Raven and go down the rabbit hole, because so many interesting things I've been reading up on lately and studying, and I started out this hour by just explaining a little bit about it, but I feel that it needs a little bit more research, and it something that will, so it could come together a little bit more coherent, if I, in lack of a better word, that's what I would say. But it's certainly there. It's not forgotten, and it's a little bit of a bigger project in a sense, because it's oh boy, it gets really crazy. But we are certainly shifting, and changes are happening, and we on this planet. And but I gotta go back to what I have believed for a while now, that it may just be for the better, not necessarily for the worse, even though sometimes it can feel that way. I think that there has got to be a reason for all of this. But reading for the zodiac signs, I will do what I do sometimes. We're going to start with the element. We're going to do elements. We're not going to go by Aries and then down to Pisces, because then Pisces always ends up sitting there at the very end, you know, and have to listen to the very last ones to ever get a reading, right? So now we're going to go by elements. But why not start with water? And as we start with water, we should actually attack. It sounds like so dramatic. We attack. We're going to look at the first water sign in the elements here, and that would be dear Cancer. And then, of course, Scorpio, and then Pisces. And because that way, if I do it that way, then I don't lose track of things. So what's up for the spring? Ha! Dear Cancer. Well, let's see here. Because I know for a fact that these readings, they sometimes suddenly is just done and is over with, and we're like, hey, oh, whoa, we're going to have to continue next week. And I really feel that you need this tonight, so this is what we're going to do. So, okay, so just you are asked, so this spring, it's first of all, the old values are returning to you, old ways of viewing things, and a sense of a nostalgic feeling will come over you, and it will come back to you. There will be times when you will reflect on the past quite a bit, but there's also a sense that you're being called to find balance between your home life, what's love, what has been, what will be, and then your career, because your career seems to be really taking a sharp turn for the better. But it's one of those things, if the balance is not equal in a sense, and if it's not, if it sort of just slides to one side, you will forget the other, and if you slide to the other side, you will get that part, which makes absolutely maybe no sense. But what it means is that it's important that you have all the elements together here. I'm very excited about your career choices that you're making these days. I would say that they are there for you to not only call upon your inner leader, but also call upon what it is that you're good at specifically. And that's where you need to take, because obviously I'm reading for a lot of Cancers here, but that's where you would need to look specifically at your area of expertise. When it comes to the past, and also when it comes to that sense of being nostalgic, I feel that it's just time. There will be moments where, you know, there will be a longing and a sense of wanting to experience some of the better times in the past, from the past, and knowing you probably make it work. So you're looking at a spring that has a lot of balance in it, first of all, but also some very interesting situations that is going to really warm your heart, but at the same time also make you very busy when it comes to your career, because you're standing in front of really taking it to the next level. All right? So Cancer, keep in mind that this is just for the next 3 months, and you can absolutely steer this train or steer this ship in any direction that you want. I know if you can. Can you steer a train? That's an interesting thought. It's got tracks. Well, you would have to follow the tracks. Anyway, I digress. I tend to do that. But Scorpio, you are rolling in from the left, right after Cancer. And you're being called to... All right, I see what's going on here. There's no doubt that you're not afraid to put hard work into certain situations, where you're at and what you do in life. And when you do, it also tends to offer you more opportunities. But there will be certain opportunities, or at least one. I sense that you need to let something go in order to make room for something new over the next 3 months. And that's like creating that sense of vacuum, so to speak, because it needs to be filled up with something more tangible in a way, I would say. Not necessarily tangible, that sounds so dramatic. But it needs to be filled up with something that really offers you something that's in alignment with all the hard work that you put into a certain situation in order to get to where you need to be. And I would go so far as to say that you may be looking at financial freedom. Doesn't necessarily have to be, but if it's not financial freedom, you're definitely looking at sitting on top of the world in a way, or sitting on the throne, so to speak, and ruling from there with what it is that you have in your hands. And remember, this is the card that ends up here at the end is the Queen of Pentacles. But what I'm looking at the Pentacles here, we're also looking at the Pentacles. They offer you all the four elements plus the wisdom to carry it forward. So that means that you are absolutely doing all the right things, and it will get you to where you need to be. I sense these 3 months they're going to be more within the realm of career more than your love relationships. That would be something specifically we would have to look at. But career-wise, I certainly sense that you are moving into a place where things are going to be a little bit more stable for you, and it's going to feel as if you made the right choice. You went where you needed to go, and you did what you needed to do. And without making it sound so mysterious, but I do see you walking away from something. And it could actually be you walking away from a relationship in order to make room for your career. I know, but you would only walk away if that relationship did not serve you anymore. And I can tell you, the sunrise is right in front of you. You're walking towards this sunrise that is going to embrace you and pull you in. All right, and this is where Pisces come in after Scorpio. And see, we didn't have to wait all the way till the end of the show. It'll be interesting to see who's going to come up at the very last today as we are doing the elements. But Pisces, dear Pisces, dear sensitive Pisces, I always want to talk about Pisces and how sensitive Pisces can be. Some of them get so angry, but I actually think being a sensitive individual is a forte, not a chain and ball around your ankle. So Pisces, yeah, it's time for you to just spread your, you know, open your arms, invite the world in, let go of what has transpired over the past 5 months, and do that journey. I know actually one of my dear friends is actually going on a journey. That's hysterical. I get the Chariot. So if you're not going on a journey, you can certainly afford going on a journey now. It would do you very good, and it would put you in the driver's seat, so to speak, where you are going to feel like you have checkmate, so to speak. But I would say the past 5 months has been not necessarily always a headache, but it's almost like you've certainly put a lot of thought and a lot of ideas A lot of energy, especially mental energy, into certain things, and they may not have panned out the way you wanted them to, which can, at the very best, offer a really annoying headache. So what I would say here is that you are in the middle of transforming certain things around, and I think it's time for you, and this is just a promise, but I would say within the next 3 months, if you can get away, I don't care whether it's just for a day or two, or if it is for a week, or if it's for 3 months, I don't care, but if you can get away and take that journey and move along into the sunset, so to speak, and rejuvenate everything within you, recharge your batteries, so to speak, then that would do you incredibly good. I'm not kidding. It's going to feel like if you do that, it's going to feel like you're on top of the world again, and you got this. And I really would want you to feel that way. So don't dismiss it. Keep that in mind, that it is absolutely not out of your reach, and that you can certainly do something about it. So think about it, look at it. I don't even think that is anything that needs to be thought about. I think the opportunity is going to present itself. So I am curious to know where you're going. So please let me know, because as we all know, I love to travel. And I do have some traveling coming up here soon. Yeah. All right. Well, now just because we can, I think that we're going to revisit. Yeah, because I have been here before. We're going to talk to the earth signs. And with the earth signs, we start with Taurus, obviously, and then we go into Virgo and then Capricorn. And earth, it's a beautiful element as well. It can be heavy, but it can also be a place of growth, as you know. No potatoes without dirt. No beautiful flowers without dirt and earth. So we're moving it into a place where you are going to, where we're going to see what's going on with those three zodiac signs. So Virgo, first you. Taurus, first you. Sorry. God. I feel these energies that are coming up. Maybe I should have gone. No, thank God I did not go down the other rabbit hole, because I feel the energies shifting. Oh my Jesus. If you just step up for a moment and take a deep breath, you'll feel it too. That, it's shifting. Oh my God, is it ever shifting? All right. And here we go. Taurus. Yeah. You are being called to, oh my God, it's playtime. It continues to be playtime for you. Because that is where, at the moment, you create the best from. And there's so much that needs to be created just yet within the next 2 months. So this is how it unfolds for you in my little world, the way I see it, and the way I expand the energies outwards to see where you're at. You've been busy, and but you've had a lot of fun being busy. I mean, you've been pulling on all the knowledge you have, all the quantum stuff and alchemy and wizardry, and you have just been pulling it all in order to reflect a deep part of who you are, and it seems like now it's starting to take shape, and it will over the next I would say 4 to 6 weeks or so. Maybe a little bit more. But I can tell you then, towards the end of this period, this 3 month period, it's time for you to you're going to feel like taking a nap because you've been so busy. It's almost like it's time to
Now it's time to just relax, throw in the white towel and say, listen, I've done well here. And now it's time for me to just take care of me. And I think you should. In all honesty, I think you should. This is your time, this is your turn, and this is what you need to do. So look at it this way. It has a beginning, middle, and end, and it's unfolding just beautifully. I don't see necessarily anything that I would say over the next 3 months where I would say, oh, Taurus, do watch out for that, or do watch out here, or do watch out there. There isn't anything, not in the least. I think that what it is that you're doing for yourself at the moment, you are literally just taking everything that you've learned, everything you studied, everything that you have put your mind to, and you are putting it into action. And once that's done, it's almost like now you can lean back and just relax, at least for a little bit, and see all the fruits of your labor sort of come to life. And what a profound time of the year to actually do that. Because we're all contributing to this world at this moment, whether we know it or not, we're all contributing. And you'll see that. You will really understand that as the next 3 months they actually take shape. You will see that you are contributing as well. It may just be a tiny little thing, or it may be huge. Who cares? But we can't do these energies alone, not anymore. This is an incredibly important time for all of us to find each other and not just do it all alone. So, Taurus, you're doing well, and you're going to continue doing well. Well, dear Virgo, we are jumping into the land of Virgo, where it's funny they always say Virgos are perfectionists. And I do have to say, well, let me put it this way. I have met Virgos. Well, I guess those two really don't have anything to do with each other. That could be messy. I mean, like, but then again, you can be a perfectionist in your messiness, which I totally think is hilarious, if you ask me. I am a perfectionist in my messiness. I know exactly where my mess goes. And all I can say is, good for you, Virgo, if that was you. I doubt it was. I really doubt it was. Virgo, where are you? What is it that you're up to? Where are you going over the next little while here? Well, been pulling in some big energies, and right now it seems like everything that you have invested in over the past 3 months, it has landed you a spot in the sun. And lo and behold, I think we may have something a little bit of something romantic coming your way this within all of this, because you are certainly you're it's almost like you're on everybody's radar at the moment, and you're gonna be, because you have actually, you people have seen you for who you are, a nurturing kind, a beautiful soul, somebody who has given it all, and has embraced life and has shown up when nobody else wanted to show up. You did. And right now you sort of landed in the spotlight, so to speak, or the sun. Well, that's the sun I'm looking at. And when I say that there might be some romantic stuff going on here, it seems like there's somebody on the sideline who is a little bit enamored with you. So I would not be surprised if suddenly you're getting something like a love letter, or a message, or a text message, or being invited out. And it's interesting, because it's a little bit elusive in a sense, because this particular person can really come across as, this is just too good to be true. And oftentimes I say it also could be good enough to be true. So, but take the experience. I mean, go out, have fun. I mean, if you're single and it's time for you to be wine and dine, then I would do it. And yeah, even if you're a guy, let the girl pay if you're into girls or whatever.
whatever we're into these days, it seems like it's such a big area. So, but I think you should always aim for being wined and dined, or dined and wined. It's up to you. That's my aim anyway. But I'm not a Virgo, so unfortunately, I will leave that to you. But Virgo, this is going to be a really sort of a sweet spring, so to speak, and it's perfect, right? Spring, with all that's new and everything that comes up and new flowers and all that. See, I sound a little congested. What is that with me? Oh yeah, it is because the weather here in the wonderful Canada cannot decide what they want to be. Yeah. Oh God. So move into all these different corners and these different places to be, and look out for that particular wonderful person that might come your way. Hey, it could be as simple as you just being also simple. It's not simple, but it could be that you're just not just again, but it could also speak volume to the fact that you're being offered something spectacular when it comes to work. But then I wouldn't see all these romantic images that are popping up right now that I'm looking at it going, oh my God, that can't pro well, unless you meet somebody at work. That's highly possible that you're meeting somebody at work now that I'm sitting here and yakking away and trying to make sense of life and what it has to offer all of us. Anyway, I don't really have anything to say to you other than that, because that's beautiful. It's 3 months. Enjoy, Virgo. And Capricorn. I want to always know when I talk to a Capricorn, it's like looking myself in the mirror. Have you made it to the top of the mountain yet? I certainly haven't. I'm still polishing my hooves. Got a little cracked here the other day. Yeah, I'm not a very good Capricorn. I literally landed on the ice and smashed my face. So much for being a goat. I think my fishtail got in the way. Anyway, no more, no fun getting to the top if you're not a little banged up, right? Boy, what a mess. Anyway, Capricorn, what do we have there? All right. Well, I mean, the world continues to open up for you in its glory. I don't know what it is that's happening here right now, Mr. and Mrs. Capricorn, but it keeps opening up to you, and lo and behold, it seems like love is also visiting you this time around. The smorgasbord is laid out; it's a whole buffet. You literally have no clue where you should start because it all looks so delicious. And then suddenly there's somebody coming in who's very dreamy and very romantic, who seems to be wanting to start a whole family with you. I cannot, for the love of God, put myself in that equation. But for every other Capricorn out there, I would say that that sounds awesome. And it also spells quite, I mean, you also just about, because your creativity and everything else that you've touched upon over the past, everything you sort of have put your focus on. I'm talking about that buffet again. It will pay off. I mean, money's coming to you, whether you like it or not. It's making its way to your pockets. Yeah, because bank accounts these days, God only knows when the God, I can't even find a freaking bank here in Canada anymore. They seem to be closing every single branch. So hopefully they make their way to your pocket or any other way that money comes to you these days now. But it's substantial, and it will certainly make a difference in your life. I would say that it's time for you to think about also planning, and it could be tied in completely to this particular person that seems to be coming into your life. Somebody who's very much a dreamer, I have to say. They need to be a little bit more grounded, but that's where you come in, Capricorn. You're good at making people feel grounded. Sorry, you just are. But yeah, it could be that it's time to looking at investment and joint forces, you know, buy a house or something completely different. It doesn't really matter, but it seems like something really sort of I would say down to earth, and something tangible is happening here, and I'm happy for you. I really am happy for you. This is something that we all should strive for. So Virgo and Capricorn, we finally found a little bit of love in all of these cards. So there you go. You are the lucky ones. Well, some of you other people out there, some of you other zodiac signs out there, you must be involved somehow, you know, unless Virgo and Capricorn decide to date each other. That is actually a very good combination if you listen to traditional astrology. But on paper, is it? We never know, do we? All right, let's move further into the next element now that we've gone through Earth. Let's take air, because I feel like I need to air out something, air out my dirty laundry to all of you. No, I'm not interested in doing that. Because only if I run out of Tide. I don't use Tide, by the way. I use these organic laundry sheets that is environmentally they're good for the environment, apparently. All I know is that they're easy to deal with because I don't have to carry all these big bottles down to the laundry room. So it's more of practical reasons, but yeah, smells okay. That's fine. You know, it doesn't take up a lot of space. That's always good. So, God, man, do I know how to. Oh, I'm telling you, it's the energy that's shifting. It literally is the energy just shifting. So, keep in mind that as all of that as I'm sitting here yakking away. All right, so air signs. Let's start with the first one: Gemini, Libra, and then Aquarius. And we are going to start with Gemini. Gemini, you always get two for one because you're twins, and so you're always lucky. You always get double. And what about, like, I gotta tell you know, like, whatever it is that Gemini, that seems to have been a source of frustration in the past. Again, I'm talking the past 3 months. It could have been like you putting a lot of time into a certain project, work, whatever it is, where you at one point felt that it may have actually brought imbalance into your work and into your life. That's done. You can kick that to the curb, and somebody's coming in here also and offering you an opportunity to partner with you, or not necessarily partner with you, but somebody who sees your potential. It's so funny because we all know that Gemini, they love to communicate, and sometimes they can seem like Gemini tends to be out on another planet, and the rest of us, we can't quite keep up. But for some reason, this particular person that I sense coming into your life over the next 3 months here know exactly what it is that you're capable of doing, because you are landing some fantastic opportunities before the summer comes. So I want you to keep that in mind, that you're certainly going directly from, it's almost like hell and fire, into nothing but pure bliss and relaxation. And embrace that, you know, like you deserve that. It's been, I don't sense that it has been easy the past 3 months. I'm saying 3 months, it could have been longer than that, but I don't sense it's been easy. And you deserve this break. You also deserve to be recognized for what it is that you can bring to the table, and what you're bringing to the table is certainly something that the rest of us, we can benefit from, if you ask me. But that's just the way some life is sometimes, right? You know, we pull it all in, and we pull it all together, and then
it just comes together. So that's where you're at, and I can't wait to hear how that's going to unfold for you, because Gemini, it always pulls a little bit of my heart when I see people have gone through really tough times, but then I'm also get very optimistic and very happy when I see that things are shifting into something much better. It's almost like, ugh, about time. So there you go, my dear friend. Keep at it. All right, Libra. Now I'm talking to myself again. Capricorn, Libra, that Libra moon, Libra rising. Which I have to say, I've abandoned my Libra quite a bit lately. But they do say that, you know, so when you go through your first Saturn return, you become more of your rising sign. I've heard that a while back. I don't know if it's true. And then when you go through your second Saturn return, which I'm actually embarking on right now, then you revert to your sun sign, which is mine obviously is Capricorn. So, and I could definitely, I see the Capricorn in me, having a lot of fun these days doing what the Capricorn in me is doing. But Libra, because we're talking about you, Libra, whether you're a moon sign or rising sign or wherever you come from in this world. So here we go. Libra, what can you... It's like, well, your family life is going to improve. I mean, it's going to improve. If it hasn't already improved, it will improve. And you're bringing a lot of things to the forefront and success. You shouldn't by any chance have managed to sort of something that resembles winning the lottery lately. It doesn't have to be completely like that, but it could resemble a feeling like that, because I don't know what to say. You are like drumming the drums and banging the drums, I should say, and you are letting yourself loose and having a party. Unfortunately, it looks like you're having that party with yourself. You could actually invite a few friends. We know you like to be an extrovert, so you don't have to do everything alone. But things are moving, things are coming together for you. I would say that if you haven't quite felt this sense of... if you haven't quite felt the sense of lottery feeling, lack of a better word, one more time, I would say that coming into mid-May, end of May, beginning of June, wow, that's a long stretch, but that's what I'm getting. You can finally raise your arms into the air and say you did it. And then you can start taking drum classes and do the things that makes you feel a little bit more wild, and you can let your hair down, and you can do what you need to do for you. But it ties also in with really a sense of doing what you love and being loved, and certainly also not necessarily just family, but also a sense of belonging to somebody and something that it's deep within you. Many things can happen here. I know that sounds a little cryptic, because obviously everything can happen, and many things can also not happen. So depending on where we are in life. But you are looking at the opportunity really here to just grab it all and make it work for you. And that is that's beautiful. So run with it, my dear friend, because you deserve this, Libra. Go for it. Aquarius. We're like twins. Capricorn and Aquarius, so not like twins. But do love my Aquarian friends. Couldn't date them for the love of God. Oh my God, I tried. I think I drive them more nuts than they drive me nuts. But that's to be, that can happen. Anyway, Aquarius. All right. good news are coming your way. They're a little delayed, but whatever it is that you, and it's almost like it's coming through the night. I wouldn't be surprised if, sounds really weird, but it feels to me that this news, they're coming to you, and I wouldn't be surprised if they come through your dreams. That's something to keep in mind. If there's anything that keeps you sort of up at night, that you, with your thinking mind and being an air sign, and that is a big misconception that a lot of Aquarians, people think Aquarians, they're water signs because they're being represented by the water bearer. But no, they're absolutely air signs. Not everything in this world has to make sense. Just the way it is. I feel that you are creating a sense where you can actually move forward with the life in the most amazing way. If you take your mind, if you travel from your mind into your heart, then you can, then that can actually be what you need to do here. And it's extraordinary, actually. I would, however, suggest that that when you do that, that you have a little faith in what's going on in your life. So the thing is that that's happening here is for you is that if you overthink all these things and when am I getting this news messages or what is it that you're waiting for, and you keep it in your mind and you're overthinking it, and if you stay there, it is going to feel like taking one step forward, two steps backwards, and that's so freaking annoying, right? So I'm just asking for you to allow yourself to drop into your heart and live in your heart space there for a moment, because that would certainly make more sense on so many different levels, that if you stay there instead of actually staying in your head for the moment. I know that Aquarian to do, but it can happen. You can do it. I know you can. So it's actually not going to be... I'm curious to hear about these news that are coming your way, but I'm actually more interested in knowing whether you succeed in traveling from your head into your heart, you know, from your mind into your heart, the longest journey we'll ever take, as they say. Well, there you go. So we are just gonna dive quickly into the fire signs. No, just kidding, we're not gonna do anything quickly here. Who are we kidding? Well, actually, now looking at, see, I just knew it was going to take time. It was just going to go by so fast. So the good news is that we can do this because we will start with Aries. Obviously, we're going to go into Leo and then Sagittarius. Aries. All right. It's time to bring all the elements together. You know, the opposites need to come together in order for you to achieve that success you want to achieve, not just on a financial level, but on many different levels. And what I mean by bringing the different elements together in that sense is a way of not denying yourself the opportunity to experience something, because who knows, maybe you have an idea that's not something you like and you don't want to do it, or whatever it might be. Because right now you're standing in the forefront of actually, you're standing at the precipice of being able to really experience it all, so to speak, not just part of it, but all of it. And I can tell you, you will do yourself a big favor if you try something you haven't done before, or attack a certain situation from an angle that you haven't done before, so to speak, like something different that you normally wouldn't do, because otherwise it's just one of those, again, situations where you end up in a place where there's no point in beating a dead horse, so to speak. And so I encourage you these next 3 months, in order to reach that potential that's fully inside of you and that success, go where you don't always go. I don't have to go crazy, but at least just test some of it out, okay? Because that will make a difference. So we are moving on to Leo. And I bet that Leo is going to walk the catwalks of Milan, throwing beautiful hair around, showing off and roar when it's time to roar. I'm just kidding. Well, we're gonna follow on that theme, because where Aries doesn't want to end up in a situation where it feels like, you know, I'm beating a dead horse. Leo has been there, so Leo is ready to move on and move into the next territory of what life has to offer, which is a sense of moving past anything that emotionally is not paying off anymore. You really are finally going to pull it all together, and you're not going to do this. And that is I just love it, because you're letting go of something, you're saying no to something else, and then finally you are you're planting all these seeds that are going to really you're going to plant these seeds, and this is going to be your neck. I mean, you always have something up your sleeve that creates some kind of success in your life, and this is yet another one. And for that, I am very excited for you. Do not take that lightly. It is absolutely yours to embrace and behold. So keep that in mind, okay? And make it yours, Leo. And then that's just the beginning, remember? That's not even the end result, because we're only talking 3 months. That's just the beginning, because first you're pulling yourself through all of this where you are going to set some real clear boundaries. And that's something I always love for people to do, is to set clear boundaries, because they can quickly turn into something that's something where people, they tend to just, you know, hey, you're a doormat, let me walk on you. I'm not saying that's you, Leo, but I'm saying that if we don't set those boundaries, people can often mistake them for not being. So anyway, we are moving into Sagittarius. Sagittarius, time to bring out your inner healer, or you have absolutely worked with your inner healer. And that has been a theme that has sort of put everything into alignment when it comes to chakras, who you are, where you're at, who you want to be, what you can do in life, and what is good for you. I can tell you so much, whether you know how much you worked on it or not. I can tell you it's coming out at the other end as a result of something you put, because what's coming out is not as bad as you think that it could be. It's actually something that's going to turn out in your favor a lot better than you thought it would. And that's something to really take into consideration when you move forward here, and into the next 3 months, is that healing can look like many things. It doesn't necessarily just have to be somebody putting hands on you or you eating turmeric, right? It can be many things. But I hope that from now on, the big message that seems to be coming forward for you here is that no need to compromise anymore, right? No need to compromise anymore. It's sort of a waste of your time, but it's just a waste in all, sort of all together. So give yourself the opportunity to breathe some momentum into this, and know that you don't have to take the first bus. You can wait for the next bus. It doesn't always have to be what comes first. You have time to wait now, because you've gone through enough, and anything after you healed something, it deserves a little bit of a break. So there you go. All right. So I think I managed to get through all of you guys from all the elements, all the zodiac signs. So
I'm happy that you could listen to this. It'll be archived tomorrow, and then you'll be able to re-listen to it and see what's in store for you. That are the program that I am desperately trying to put together. I'm not desperately, don't worry. I'm not desperately seeking Susan. Not even Oliver. I just want to make sure that I got the right things put into the right places before we end up embarking on a deep, deep journey of, deep, far, whatever journey into the unknown and history lost. So that's all there is to that, so to speak. But coming up next is Raven and her Raven's Rabbit Hole. And I know that Raven and I, we were supposed to be on today, but we are going to come on. We are the first Wednesday of every month. We're going to go live, the two of us together. It should be fun. We're still going to do our specials, but we do tend to have a blast when we... When I have a blast with Raven when she takes me down one of her many on her many journeys. It's a lot of fun. And then of course you can find me on Want to Listen Daily, and also don't forget that I do have a whole system going on over at Wellness Beyond Intuition on Instagram, and also Wellness Beyond on TikTok, where you can say hello to the Gatekeepers, the Steer Valhalla, Intuition Weekend, and something brand new that's coming up now also. We'll be taking a trip to the Temple of Those Who Know. And there's so much going on. So you have a wonderful rest of the evening. And once you get to the weekend, have a great weekend. And we'll talk next week. Bye for now.